When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Hey folks, Dan Vero here with your video today. We're going to talk about reverse mortgages. And first off, let me explain why I'm doing this video. I am a loan officer that does reverse mortgages, but I had a young lady that we just helped out. We closed on her loan about 2 weeks ago. And here's what happened. And this was what basically intrigued me to do this live event. There's so much uncertainty when it comes to reverse mortgages. People just don't understand, or a lot of people don't understand. You know, they have the myths and all these other things out there, like, you know, the bank's going to take my house, or I got to sign my home over to the bank. So what happened with this young lady is her father passed away late last year. And when they were going through everything, she's like, well, Dad had a reverse mortgage, so there's nothing there for us. So they just skipped over the house and just left it. So about 2-3 months ago, her daughter saw a video that I did, and she said, hey, Mom, you might want to call Dan. He might be able to help us. Well, end result was we closed on her house about 2 weeks ago. She actually moved into her dad's home where we saved it. And basically, there was a ton of equity in the property. She didn't even have any idea. She's like, well, I thought a reverse mortgage is we basically give the house over to the bank, and he lives there for free until he passes, and then the bank takes the house. That's not the case. So if that's what you thought, or you want to take a little bit of a deeper dive into what a reverse mortgage is, that's what we're here to do today. So I'm going to show you calculators and things like here. I might have to refresh this. Let's go over to this. But let's go over to the beginning. And here's what, there's a ton of misconceptions when it comes to reverse mortgages. But the first thing I want to tell you guys is the bank doesn't take your home, folks. The easiest way to explain a reverse mortgage is it's basically an FHA loan that has, I'll put it this way, a payment option plan. We'll say that way. Because you can make payments on a reverse mortgage. You can make an interest-only payment. You can make a principal and interest-only payment. You can make a $100 payment if you want. But then the program is set up that you don't have to make any payments. So what is a reverse mortgage? Well, just we're going to go down to the traditional sense, and I'm just going to go over this article with you. And then what I want to show you is I did a ChatGPT right in through here, and I want to go over the top questions, and I put in here, what are the biggest concerns that someone has that's interested in a reverse mortgage? And it gave me kind of the top, let's see how many things are here. I think the top 10 list. So I'm going to go over that with you. One of those questions is, let's go through here. Will the bank take my house? And that's the number one question people have. But let's just go over to here and see. We're going to go through this. And this is from the CFPB. And this is Consumer Financial Protection Agency. Just so you understand that it is a safe mortgage. It's actually an FHA loan. That's what it is. And it's actually, I'll say it's sponsored or guaranteed by FHA or HUD. So here's what it is. A home equity conversion mortgage, it's called a HECM, that's what we call them, H-E-C-M. The most common type of reverse mortgage is a special type of home loan only for homeowners who are 62 years and older. Well, if you have a spouse that's under that, you still can qualify. But down through here it says a reverse mortgage loan, like a traditional mortgage, allows home buyers or homeowners to borrow money using their home as a security for the loan. Also, like a traditional mortgage, when you take out a reverse mortgage, the title on your home remains in your name. It's right through here, okay? However, unlike traditional mortgages, where the reverse mortgages borrowed don't have to make monthly payments, the loan is repaid when the borrower no longer lives in the house. Interest and other fees will accrue if you want them to. You can pay them monthly. But that's what a reverse mortgage is. How do you pay it back? Well, there's options. You can pay it back each month. You can make a monthly payment. You can make an interest-only payment. But when you pass away or you move out of the house, meaning the house is no longer your primary home, you either have to pay, you have to pay off the loan. So what would you do? Well, in most cases, let's assume you might go into a retirement home or assisted living. You probably most likely would sell the home and then use the excess premium. So what happens is you sell the house and anything left over that you know, you pay off the reverse mortgage and anything left over you get. Okay, so the biggest piece of this is reverse mortgages are the number one fraud mortgage loan in the country. Okay, what happens a lot of times is you'll have family members that come in and just, you know, kind of, I'll say deceive grandma or grandpa or aunt or uncle to get a reverse mortgage, and then they take the money and leave. Because it was used to be just, it was kind of a no-brainer to get a reverse mortgage. Well, now you have to qualify. If you applied 10 years ago, it was basically you had equity in the house, you got a mortgage. But in today's world, you do have to qualify, and you do have to have some income flowing in to make sure you can pay, you know, homeowners insurance and tax bills as they come over. So let's go back through this. Here's what I want to do. I want to make sure you guys understand the top, I think it was 10 questions or concerns that most homeowners have when they're looking at a reverse mortgage. So let's go through this. The top concerns people have about a reverse mortgage, and we're going to go through these. And then when we come back, I had a conversation with a young lady this morning who's looking into a reverse mortgage. And she said, Dan, I also have an option from somebody that has, and I didn't really understand what it was, so I looked it up. And it's like a shared, I don't understand what it is. It's a shared program where you share the appreciation of your house with the company, and after 10 years, you have to pay the loan off, and they take 20%. It was crazy, the details. I'm going to try to break those down with you. But today, we're really talking about a reverse mortgage, and the only reason why I brought that up is this is one of the alternatives that you have when it comes to a reverse mortgage. So let's get over to the top concerns that people have. And if you have concerns out here, I would love to answer anything else that you have. If you guys could do me a huge favor, if you can hear me okay, just give me a thumbs up or anything you can post there just to let me know it's okay. Same thing with the audio and video. So if everything's okay, just give me a thumbs up if you guys don't mind. Okay, the first one is, will the bank take my house? And the answer here is no. Okay, what happens is the lender puts a lien on your home, just like a regular mortgage. The homeowner remains on the title as long as they meet the long-term goals. Basically, they live in the house as their primary home. They pay their taxes on the property. They pay the insurance, and they keep up the house. Well, nobody's really going to drive past your house once a month to make sure you're upkeeping it, but you're most likely you're going to upkeep your house. But you are responsible for your taxes and your insurance. They need to be paid on a yearly basis, and you can't go delinquent on those because they're going to either force place insurance on you or they'll pull money out of your account on your behalf and pay your taxes and insurance. Now, if you've depleted all your equity in the property, that is an instance when they can come in and basically foreclose on you and take the home. Okay, but that's normally not the case. Okay, so let's get over to number two. So, well, basically on this, you maintain ownership of the house, and as long as you keep the taxes paid and the insurance paid and you live there, you got no problems. Okay, so the next thing is we got audio and video is perfect. Thanks, Alan. Will I leave debt to my children? So let's look at it this way. You could be 62 years old and get a reverse mortgage. Normally, and I'm going to show you some examples here, you can only get maybe 50% or less of your home's value because of one of these things. There is no recourse on these loans right through here. It says a reverse mortgage has no recourse. What does that mean? Let's assume this. You went and you took out a reverse mortgage at 62 years old. That's the minimum age you need to be to qualify for a reverse mortgage. In your house, you have a house worth, you know, $300,000-$400,000. You get the reverse mortgage. And you're the longest living person in the country. You live to, well, that's Social Security stuff that Doge is finding. You know, there are people that 250 years old still getting it. But let's say you live till you're 100. So you took this out and you had it for 38 years, okay? And you never made a payment, and your house value, let's say, went down. Just, I'm giving you the worst case scenario here. And you owe more on this loan than your house is worth when you pass away. And your heirs are going to get this. You're concerned that your heirs are going to be, okay, now they're inheriting this house. I'm upside down, or I don't even have enough equity. I still owe money on it. Well, the nice thing about the no recourse, you can actually just hand the house over to the bank and just say, here, take it, because I owe more on it than it's worth. That's usually not the case. Usually what happens is, like in the person I just helped out, Dad had a ton of equity in the property. We actually did an FHA loan and got them, you know, put the deed into her house because she was the benefactor of that. And she was able to move in the house, and we refinanced it in her name, and she's peachy at this point. So she went from thinking that she lost her dad's house and all the equity in it, and she found out that she had a ton of equity in the property, and she moved into it, and now she's living her life there. So that's the what prompted this video. So now let's look at this. Heirs are not personally liable for the debt. So if you owe more than the house is worth at that time, which is going to be pretty odd because you're going to see some instances here when I'm going to do a kind of a mock run through, you're going to see where there's most likely you're going to have equity left over. Okay, but if you don't, your kids don't have to worry about it. Will I lose my house if I live too long? Well, I just answered that question basically with my last question. No, you can stay in the house as long as you're alive. And as long as it's your primary home, as long as you're keeping up with the taxes and insurance. You can stay there till, like I said, from when you're 62 to when you're 100 or 150 at some point. So at no point can you kind of get kicked out of your house or anything, because as long as the house remains your primary residency and you meet the basic criteria of taxes, insurance, and maintenance, you're good. Okay, so you don't have to worry about losing your house or living too long. Okay, that's another example of this. Okay, so now a lot of people are saying, okay, does this affect my Social Security or my Medicaid? Because if I make too much money, I start getting hit for these things. No, there's no impact. And it's right through here. No impact on your Social Security and Medicare. Clarification, reverse mortgage proceeds are considered a loan, not income, even if you're taking monthly distributions. And I'm going to go over different ways you can take out money with a reverse mortgage. And you can take it out on a monthly basis, lump sum, or you could just have a line of credit on your home that it's there when you need it. So that's number four. Hopefully we debunked that thing. I won't leave or have anything left for my children. Well, maybe and maybe not. But let me ask you this. If my dad or mom came to me and said, you know, Dan, I we're struggling right now. You know, our costs of everything, even medication has doubled and tripled. Food costs, as we know, inflation spiked huge. It's starting to come back down, but inflation was out of control for a while. And then I have a medical, I just changed doctors, and I have a doctor appointment just next week for just a physical. It's $300. Okay, so if you're experiencing expenses like that, maybe Social Security or pension isn't going far enough. This might be another way to pay your bills. So, you know, if your kids are sitting back waiting for your house's equity, that's not good children. I guess I'll put it that way. If my parents were to ask me, I'd be like, you know, do it or whatever I can help you do to make sure you just live the rest of your lives in comfort, or at least at home, I'd be more than happy to help. So if you ask your kids and they're saying, no, don't do it because we want all the equity in the house, I'll say we'll leave it at that. But hopefully your children don't tell you that. All right, the next thing is, it's too expensive. Now, it can be. A lot of times when I'm working on your loan, I'll discount a lot of the fees with you. Because the reason for that is, it can be really expensive. Okay, so many times when I'm competing against competitors out there with these, it's not even a competition because I beat them hands down when it comes down to costs. And so, yeah, can the fees get a little bit hefty? Yeah, they can, but the alternatives are either not getting a loan, not getting any money, or maybe some of these other programs I'm going to go over in a second. So that's that part of it. There are costs involved. It is an FHA loan, so you're going to have an FHA upfront premium on that, and a lot of times that'll shock people, but that's just part of an FHA loan. So if you even got one, you know, when you bought your first house at some point, it's kind of the same thing. But again, it has a payment option plan for you that you can make no payments, interest only, principal and interest, or even just $100 if you want. So it has a payment option plan that is suitable to whatever you want to pay. It sounds like a scam. It kind of does. How many times can you say, well, we're going to give you a bunch of money and you don't have to make any payments? Now, that's a selling point for a lot of programs. And I'm going to go over a couple with you here, the alternatives that we have. And you're going to see some of the alternatives either you might have a tough time qualifying for, or they just don't make much sense. Okay, there's an equity share I want to go with you guys to kind of explain that as well. And then I don't qualify because I have a mortgage. And I'm going to show you that as well. We're going to go through a mock example of somebody that has a $400,000 house that's free and clear, how much can they really get? You'll be surprised of how little you can get with this. So you need a lot of equity in your house. And if you have a mortgage on the property right now, most likely if you take the HECM, we'll pay off that first mortgage for you to eliminate all the mortgages that you have. And then you'll have just a HECM or a home equity, a reverse mortgage. We'll reference it that way. All right. I'm not old enough. Well, that might be true. If you're not 62 years or older, this program isn't for you. Actually, if you don't have probably close to 50% equity in your house, this program isn't for you as well. But I'm just trying to clarify all the bullet points if you're out there looking or seeking for a reverse mortgage. Okay, and then I'll have no control over my home or equity. That's true. You don't have any control of that. I don't have any control of that. Really, nobody has any control over that. Historically, home prices go up 4 or 5% a year. We've had crazy increases in values over the last, 3, 4, 5 years. Well, not the last 2 years, but, back in 2020, 2021, 2022, house prices went crazy. So a lot of people got a lot of equity at that point, and you might just be equity poor. So this might be a program for you. Now, the misinformation's to address. Here's what I want to talk to you about. It's only for desperate or broke people. That's not true. Let's say, for example, you have a house. You have a house. There's a ton of equity in it. You get Social Security and a pension. Maybe not even enough to qualify for another loan. Well, what do you do? And you're struggling each month to pay your bills. Well, this might be an option for you. So, is it for desperate people? Absolutely not. I've had people that requested, I had a $3.2 million property that the person wanted a reverse mortgage on. And we got it, and they don't have any mortgage payments. And they were paying about $8,000 a month. So it was a rental property. It was a four-unit building, and that's how we worked it. So I'll go to the next one. Let's go that. The lender gets the house when I die. Nope, we debunked that. It is your home. The deeds in your home, it's basically just a lien or a mortgage placed on your house. So then when you pass, when you move or whatever, you pay off you sell the house. Any money that's owed on the lien, you pay it off just like any other mortgage you would have. And then that's what happens. Okay, so you have it, but if you're way underwater, hey, most likely you're not going to be. But if you're way underwater, your heirs can just say, that bank, just take the house. We don't want to even bother with it. You can't outlive a reverse mortgage. You cannot outlive a reverse mortgage. You can live 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years in a reverse mortgage. God bless you if you can live to 150 because you'll outrun this thing. But you can never outlive a reverse mortgage. And I can't leave my spouse in the home. FHA protects non-insured non-borrower spouses. Even if you're under 62 years old, you have the right to stay in the house. So let's say, for example, you're 65 and your spouse is 55 and you pass. Are they going to call the note on this? Are they going to call the lien? No. Your spouse will be okay. They'll be able to stay there for the rest of their lives as well. So hopefully this debunked some of those issues out there that people have. Let's go to some alternatives. So what alternatives might you have? Well, you can go with a home equity loan. You're going to need to qualify. It's going to most likely be, home equity loan, you can get a fixed or an adjustable rate. It does take your house as collateral. It's usually you have to make a monthly payment, and it's good for one-time expenses, whatever. So a home equity loan, basically it's like a credit card on your house that you can usually go to about 90% loan to value, and any money you used, you'll get a monthly statement, and you'll have to make payments on it. So that's that part of it. Cash out refinance. It's kind of the same thing as a home equity loan, but this one you might just refinance your house, get a bunch of money out, put it on a fixed or adjustable rate. It is a collateral against your house, and it's a new mortgage. So that's that. Might have a little bit lower rate, maybe a little bit lower fees. The next thing is, this was AI, 0% credit card. That's not an option, folks. You could take a personal loan. If you ever looked at personal loan interest rates, they're most cases, they're pretty crazy. They could be 18, 20, 25% or higher. So if you try to look into a personal loan, please make sure you look at all the costs and the fees involved in that. Now, here's the new thing out there right now, shared appreciation, and it's fintech. So what is this? I took a deep dive, and I'm not going to go over this in detail today, but what it looks like is they'll give you, and I still can't even figure out how much they're going to give you, but the fees on it were were crazy. Let me see if I can find this up here. I don't think I can find it up there. But if you're looking into a shared appreciation thing, please be very careful. I saw in this that they could take, at the end of this, when the house sells, they could take up to like 20% of the home's value. So let's say if your house is worth $400,000, they might charge you like $80,000 for that shared appreciation thing. Make it sound really tempting at the beginning, but they'll make their money back, trust me. And then we come to the reverse mortgage, and you have a ton of options here. You can do a lump sum, take out a lump sum. You can get a distribution each month, or you can just basically have a line of credit. Comes with the variable fixed rates. You have to be 62 years or older to qualify, and it will take your home as collateral just like all these other ones, except the credit card one and the personal loan. But all the other ones are liens on your home. And then monthly payments, you got none. None. Until you pass away. And then what happens is, well, let's think this through. What happens when you take out the loan? Well, you take out the loan, you get a lump sum of money. So now each month you're going to accrue interest on that. What a lot of people do is they'll just pay the interest payment. It could be $200, $300, $400, a fraction of what your mortgage payment would be. So a lot of people just pay the interest. So if you take out initially, $40,000, well, 3 years later, you're still going to owe $40,000 because you paid the interest, but you only paid the interest, which could be just hundreds of dollars a month. So it could be very attractive to those that are really strapped, you're equity rich, and basically cash poor, which a lot of people in today's market is whatever the verbiage is there. So now let's get over. I'd love if you guys would ask me any questions, but now let's get over to look at some numbers. Okay, so here's what I want you to understand, because we get a lot of phone calls. Every time I post out a video, we get a lot of phone calls from a lot of people saying, okay, Dan, I want a reverse mortgage. I just don't want any mortgage payments. And then they start going through it, and then they might have, they might have a $300,000-$400,000 home, and they owe $200,000 on it. So let's go into it, and I'm going to show you how it's only giving you a fraction of your home's value. That's one of the drawbacks with this program. That's one of the only drawbacks, other than the fees can get a little hefty. Other than that, it's basically a loan that you're going to get with an interest rate that's compatible with today's mortgage rates, where you only have to pay that interest. Okay, so let's go through it. We're going to go through here, and I'm just going to give you the borrower information. I just created this. I put in Mrs. Retired. This person just retired. They were born in 1948, and I just put in an address in 60623. It's a Chicago, Illinois, and I put in they've been there for 20 years. Okay, so then I go down through here, put in the property. I say the property is worth, where is it over here? It's in this in the details. Okay, I put in here this property is worth $450,000. Okay. Now here's what you're going to see. Line of credit. Your principal limit is $187,000 on a $450,000 home. This is how you probably aren't going to outlive the equity in your property, because they only give you a fraction of what you currently the value of your home, because you don't have to make any mortgage payments and you could live 20, 30, 40 years from the time you take out this loan. So the bank doesn't want you to be upside down on the home, because the bank isn't a real estate company. The bank makes money by interest and payments. They don't want your home. So you have to understand, this is why this loan limit is so low. It's because so you don't outlive it. But here's where a lot of people come in, and they're like, okay, this case, let's say, for example, let's go in at $400,000. Got a $400,000 home, and you were born, and this person was born, still, in 1948. That's a long time ago. Okay, so they're pretty darn old. When you go over to this, let's go into loan details, they're only going to be able to get a $166,000 loan on a $400,000 property. That's not even 50% loan to value. Okay, so this is one of the pivotal points where a lot of people don't qualify, because they don't have enough equity. Okay, so now let's go down through here. I'm going to compare the different products with you. There's going to be fixed. There's a slew of programs up here, but I just wanted to pick out two or three, giving you the options of what it looks like if you got an adjustable rate and a fixed rate. And then we're going to go through some of these numbers, and then I'll answer any other questions that you guys might have. And then we'll just conclude it from there, because my whole goal is just to debunk a lot of the misinformation out there. So let's get over to this one. So in this case, I just started this today. I put in the house is worth $400,000. Now on the adjustable rate one, it's right through here, 1 year. The expected rate right now is 6.94, 6.65. So that's the rate and the APR. Okay, so very equivalent to what FHA rates are now. On the fixed, it does spike up, because it's a risk. I won't say it's a risky loan, but The fixed rates are a little up there, but again, it'll never change. So let's say, you know, 5 years from now, 6 years, 10 years from now, rates go back up to 7-8%, where you're still okay. But I don't think that's going to happen. So a lot of people choose right through here because they want the line of credit, they want the distributions each month or things like that, and a lump sum. So let's go break down this. You can look at the differences. So the interest rate cap, it is an adjustable rate, and it does have caps on these things. This one is 11.62%. This one is 16%. Okay, MIP cap is at 0.5, initial lock growth rate 7.12, and we won't go through all these details. My whole goal here was just to show you kind of what kind of loan amounts you can get with the property values, and kind of debunking a lot of the misconceptions out there when it comes to a reverse mortgage. Okay, so that's basically the details that you have right there. And there's other options for you on this. But what I do want to explain to you as well, you have to have some income coming in, and it has to be substantial enough to at least maybe pay your interest each month, your homeowners, your taxes. There is no specific debt ratio, but in today's heck'em world or reverse world, you do have to qualify. Unlike, you know, 15, 20 years ago, if you had equity in your house, you can get a reverse mortgage no matter what. You can even get a reverse mortgage if you were in foreclosure. Now, let me go to that part too. If you're in foreclosure and you're, let's say, for example, in today's market, I had a client the other day that they were selling their house on a short sale. They were upside down, and it was a unique situation. So I just wanted to understand why they were upside down. But let's say, for example, you owe like 50% on your house's value, and just life is getting you, and you can't afford it anymore. This might be a program for you as well. Okay, so this program is available if you're 62 years or older. You need some income. You probably got some income coming in, Social Security, pensions, or whatever. If you're really strapped and you're really looking for some help, this probably might be the program for you, because a lot of these alternates over here, you know, can you qualify for a home equity loan? Is it really doing what you want to do? Most people, when they look at a reverse mortgage, their goal is, well, I don't want the monthly payment because I'm buried right now in all the costs that I have. So they don't go with this one. They don't go with this one because they're right through here. Monthly payment, well, yeah, none and none. But this one, I'm going to come back to you guys on this shared appreciation fintech program. It seems, when I first heard about it, I was like, okay, I was skeptical. When I look into it, it looks like their fees out of the gate look good. Monthly look good, but when you finally go to settle, and most of these programs are only set for 10 years, where the reverse mortgage, you can stay in there basically forever. So this one, the one I was looking at, was okay for 10 years. And at that point, you needed to either buy them out or sell the house and give them, in the one case I looked at, 20% of the appreciation that you had in your house or the equity or whatever. So be careful before you do sign on any shared appreciation programs before you talk to somebody, or at least a mortgage advisor. So that's basically my presentation today to assist you guys on what is a reverse mortgage, who would qualify, is it a good deal, is it a scam, and how do you get it? So let's go back to me. My name is Dan Frio. I actually do this report. I do reports every day. I actually do them twice a day to inform you guys what's going on with mortgage rates, products, and programs. And that's why I thought today I would come out and introduce you guys to the reverse mortgage programs. But if you'd like to reach out to me and my team and just, you know, see if you qualify or just learn a little bit more about what a reverse mortgage is, feel free. Just go to theRateUpdate.com. Right here at the top here, we just added in our phone number. You can ask me a question directly right here. So just click this button right here and make sure you add in your name and phone number. I'd love to call you and go over any questions that you have. You can request an appointment here and over here as well. But a lot of people also don't understand what I do and how I do things. So let me explain who I am and what I do. I'm actually a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. I've been doing this for 36 years now. And if you go to my YouTube channel, that's probably where most people find me. I don't know if you realize, but I got probably over 3,000 videos on here. And I come out every day. I come in the morning, in the evening, to let you guys go know what's going on with mortgage rates. And I want you to understand the whys behind it. Just like I was trying to explain today, you know, what is a reverse mortgage? So my question I always try to come out and help you guys with is, why is this available? Why is it a good loan, and who's eligible? And then also, I want to make sure you know, understand the facts behind everything, because there is a lot of misconceptions with a lot of programs out there, and I want to make sure you get the facts and nothing but the facts. So again, check out my YouTube channel there, but if you want to find out more about me and my team, just go to theRateUpdate.com. Here's our website. If you want to go down through here, we got podcasts that I put out every day. Check out those. There's probably 1,000 or so downloads of that a day. And then we have several videos that we hand chose to put on our main page. And then we have a whole bunch of other data down here to help you out. But if you want to reach out to me directly, just click right here or give us a call. So I greatly appreciate you guys watching. If you got any questions, let me know. Otherwise, I'm going to go for the day because I have to prepare for my closing bell because it's looking like a pretty nice day today when it comes to interest rates because inflation came down a little bit today as I expected and rates are following that. So thanks for watching, guys. God bless. If you need any assistance with this or you have grandparents, aunts, uncles, or anybody you know that might need some assistance, let me know. I'd love to help in any way I can. So that's it for today, guys. Thanks for watching.